top-notch radio every day.
Zambia, are you ready? Moz World of Sport is here to raise the stakes and reward every win. It's time to get more from your bets with our latest offers at Moz Zambia. Sign up today by using promo code NEW and claim an exclusive 5 kwacha free bet just for registering. You can get a 100% deposit match bonus of up to 5,000 kwacha on your first bet. Just deposit between 50 to 5,000 kwacha. Be smarter, win bigger. Moz Zambia, where every bet counts. Download the app or visit us online. Betting is 18 and above. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. The real thing. This is the taste of real reward. Bold. Gold. Perfectly balanced beer. Sometimes you need more than your eyes to recognize quality. Because true value comes from within. Here's to Africa's most awarded beer. Carling Black Label. The official beer of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Not for persons under the age of 18.
As Zambia prepares for the 2026 general elections, the media's role has never been more critical. Are you a journalist ready to cover one of our nation's most important democratic events? The Zambia Institute of Mass Communications Educational Trust invites you to a specialized 5-day training in political and electoral reporting. From April 20th to 24th, 2026 in Lusaka, master the skills you need in ethical reporting, combating misinformation, journalist safety, data-driven coverage, and election day protocol. Well-trained journalists promote peaceful, transparent, and credible elections. For registration, sponsorship of the training, and further information, please contact us on +260 773 795 449 or +260 952 496 599 or email info@zamcom.ac.za. You may also visit us at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communication, Zamcom plot number 3529, Government Road, Ridgeway area. Zamcom. Media training, media production, immediate results.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
There's shows to be streamed, high schools to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with fiber to home, seamless connection at the office with fiber to business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a wholesale lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning-fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Power Hit.
We play nothing but Power Hit.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
EC said attributes the limitation of constituencies to consistent recommendations from various CRCs. Speaker of the National Assembly assures EU observers of Parliament's openness ahead of 2026 elections. In international news, Senegal protesters rally over cost of living and debt crisis. And in sports, Ghana ends Zambia's title dream in Arrow semi-final defeat.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has reiterated that ongoing constituency delimitation efforts are aimed at improving the efficiency of election management and strengthening representation for citizens. Speaking in an interview on the Power Breakfast Show, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro clarified that the decision to increase the number of constituencies to 226 follows consistent recommendations from various constitutional review commissions, which have long called for expanded representation across the country. He further stressed that the move is supported by a recent constitutional amendment, marking a significant milestone in Zambia's electoral reform agenda. Mr. Kasaro highlighted that reducing the size of large constituencies would make it easier for returning officers to effectively manage electoral processes. Mr. Kasaro explained that smaller, more manageable areas would enhance coordination and service delivery during elections. The Electoral Commission believes the changes will not only streamline election administration but also ensure that more Zambians are adequately represented in Parliament.
The process of electing those members of parliament is an election. Easier election administration is another benefit of delimitation. So for our purposes, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, the person responsible for a constituency is referred to as a returning officer. So whereas a returning officer would be covering an area that is so, it may be very big, but after delimitation, that area is reduced in size, therefore bringing efficiency in the management of elections. Has had a lot of several constitutional review commissions, and all these have recommended that Zambia should increase the number of constituencies so that there's more effective representation. So that is what informed the amendment to the constitution, and here we are now with 226 constituencies.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Dr. Nelly Muti, has assured European Union electoral observers that Parliament remains open to constructive dialogue ahead of the 2026 general elections. Dr. Muti says the National Assembly is committed to transparency and inclusiveness, allowing stakeholders such as electoral bodies, civil society and the public to participate in shaping election-related laws. She was speaking in Lusaka when an EU electoral observation explanatory mission paid a courtesy call at Parliament. Dr. Muti described the presence of EU observers as a sign of international confidence in Zambia's democratic institutions and said independent observation is key to strengthening public trust and safeguarding the integrity of elections. European Union Ambassador to Zambia, Karolina Stasiak, and the EU recognizes the importance of strong institutions, transparency and public trust as the country prepares for elections. Meanwhile, mission team leader Dimitra Leonel said the delegation is engaging stakeholders to assess Zambia's electoral environment and review progress on past recommendations. EU legal experts Colm Fahy added that the mission is also evaluating issues such as security, legal frameworks and respect for fundamental freedoms. And Clerk of the National Assembly, Lavnis Mayaka, said Parliament's processes remain open, allowing public input to ensure electoral laws are inclusive and responsive. The meeting also discussed possible legal reforms, media regulation and Parliament's preparedness for an increased number of members of Parliament. Renowned Zambian journalist and communications expert Maureen Nkandu has called for a shift towards merit-based politics, urging leaders to prioritize competence, capability and results over populist appeal. Speaking on the Kenny T 101 podcast, Nkandu stressed